witness the strength of street knowledge.
And I'm sure it wasn't covered on Eyewitness Weather, but did pass some SWAT activity at the Hospitality Inn on the Delk Road entrance, interchange, whatever, to I-75 coming down this morning. Hope everybody there is safe. Appreciate whatever else that music is with that. It's not exactly the country music we were listening to before. But for whatever reason, that music probably represents Pete Gibbons best. So it's now your theme song, Pete. He's looking at me like my people and Bowman are listening.
I guess that's straight out of Bowman for
us. Pete and Bowman on radio for whatever reason the last 2 weeks, and each time I said Bowman, and even though I know better, I misremembered it the wrong way when I was trying to guess it. So Pete asked for equal time to come back in and talk to the good people of Bowman, Georgia, and kind of explain why I was not pronouncing their name right while trying to give them some attention. But Pete's a friend of mine. He's on a Facebook group that I've got that we talk about everything and nothing. And I think Jenny Ray's listening on there today, and I'm trying to remember who else made a comment that they enjoyed Paula Deen's cooking segment today. It was awesome. But Pete happened to be in Atlanta today. I was like, come on over. Let's set the record straight. So, first of all, Pete, tell us where Bowman is.
Well, Bowman is in the booming metropolis of in northeast Georgia. We're about 25 miles east-northeast of Athens in Elbert County, right on the Carolina border, just south of I-85.
So you're actually going to get some of this winter weather.
We may be.
Because that's really all we care about today.
Yeah, I've just been checking with my staff just to make sure that everything's on the up and up, and they're still just getting rain at this moment. So,
your staff is Patrick, your four-year-old son.
Yes,
is that correct?
He is running around with a shovel and a sled, hoping and praying that we get even a half inch of snow to do something with.
You know, he's not quite old enough to appreciate that he's being robbed of a snow day by this coming in on a Friday night, and thus he will not get to skip school tomorrow because I guess he doesn't really go maybe pre-K or something. I don't know what you do up there in Bowman. But
So he's in daycare these days and getting close to the pre-K time. He'll be four next month, but he would definitely love a snow day, that's for sure.
Well, he's always a smiling child, which says that you're balancing the tough life of a politician versus raising a kid right. But let's talk about that, because again, Bowman is not in Atlanta, and it's not like Atlanta. It goes back to what we were talking about with Natalie, that Georgia is a big state, and it's filled with a lot of different places. And how big is the town? I mean, what's your population?
Bowman has a population of about 900 people.
So it's relatively small.
Yes, we are the other city in Elbert County. You know, of course, Elberton being the county seat.
And how many people total in the county that
you're
in?
There's about 22,000 countywide.
Okay, so a decent-sized county by Georgia standards,
sure.
Actually, because we have a lot of counties that only have about 3,000 mm-hmm. people in them down in southwest Georgia, where I was a couple weeks ago. What's the news? You've actually got something that's actually new and coming in up there. So what have you been working as mayor, which, let's be clear, it's not a full-time job for you. This is something you almost have to lose money to do because there's not really a lot of overhead for the town of Bowman. Is that right?
Correct. Well, it usually ends up being a full-time job, at least by the phone calls and all the work that gets put into it. It's not full-time pay by any stretch of the imagination, but I enjoy doing it, and I love being a part of helping and making a difference in our community. But we've been working on one project for a couple years now, and we had just got word back from the Appalachian Region Commission late last night, and I was going to save this for our meeting Monday, but since I'm here live on the radio in Atlanta, I'll be more than happy to announce now that we have been approved to be finalists for their ARC grant going forward. It is a big grant. It's $140,000 with counting our matching funds included, that would go to the restoration of a historic building on our downtown square that's about to fall in. We've been trying hard to find ways to salvage this building. And our main goal is to turn it into the new library cultural center for the city of Bowman. So
you're going to preserve the downtown and keep the is there a square? What does your downtown look like?
It is a downtown square that's kind of buffered by Highway 172 that comes from Athens up, going north, and then Highway 17, which runs from, Savannah all the way up through, to Toccoa area.
Now, those of you that have heard me talk about Pete before, maybe you've noticed it on the former website we were at before Georgia Paul. Pete is the guy that decided to help us out last April Fool's Day, and you changed the name of your city to Coca-Cola USA and sent out a press release. Pete has a sense of humor. Clearly, that was an April Fool's joke. It was clear to most people, but not everybody. So Who interviewed you that day as a serious news story about that? How far were you able to get that to go, Pete?
That went rather far. I was kind of surprised at the legs that seemed to get. As from the first moment I opened my eyes that morning, my alarm went off to get ready to go to work and get my son ready to go to daycare. I got a phone call from 106.7 here in Atlanta. And the person started by saying, either you're the luckiest man in the world or this is one heck of an April Fool's joke. So I said, well, it is April 1st, but they had me on the radio there as well. And then it took off to WSB, and then it even was played nationally on CBS radio. So I was I'm pretty sure that was probably the first time Bowman, Georgia has been mentioned to a nationwide audience. But, it was just kind of a little something fun to do to kind of bring some attention to our community and the things we've got going on and kind of get some nice publicity in a fun, meaningful way.
And I know based on our conversations, but I want to reemphasize the point of what you just made. It was fun, but you really actually are someone that's trying to figure out any way you can to boost the name of Bowman in your town to bring both people but also jobs and industry there to an area that's kind of, you're watching Atlanta grow, and I think Elbert's had a little bit of growth to it, but you haven't quite been in the heart of economic development that other parts of Georgia have seen yet. Is that about right?
Yeah, we're trying to do. We've got an annual budget of about $350,000 for the city, for our general fund, so we've got to try to find ways to get by and make that stretch. And back 4 or 5 years ago, Elbert County's unemployment rate was over 20%. So we're slowly getting back and doing better. The granite industry, which is the heart and soul of Elbert County, took a huge hit, and we lost a lot of jobs. But we're coming back. And Hart County, our neighbors to the north, have just had a big announcement of several hundred jobs coming in there. So that'll help our community as well. But we're trying to do what we can to bring jobs back to the Bowman area as well.
What is the general employment base? You mentioned granite. So is that the mining? I mean, is it actual extraction from the ground, or clearly it goes into other things such as, I used to be a general contractor once upon a time, built houses, and we put granite countertops in. So, I mean, I know where the end use is, but are most of the jobs on the actual extraction?
It is. It's all of the above. It starts with the quarries in Elbert County and then works its way up to, sales, whether it's monument or, granite for home usage. And then, the companies that sell the saw blades and different, different supplies that you'd need to quarry or to, create the monument. So it's a huge, vast, amount of our employment is part of the granite industry or in one way or another.
And then I guess you probably also have part of your population base commuting, because you said you're about 20 miles from Athens, so that's probably the nearest big town, if you will, that kind of has diversified employment sectors.
Yes, and that's kind of been our sticking point is, a lot of people tend to drive to Athens or even Greenville in South Carolina to work, because we don't have those higher paying jobs locally, which means when folks work outside of the community, they usually tend to spend their money outside of the community. If they work in Athens and you get a nice fancy brand new Kroger between Athens and coming back to Bowman, you're going to stop and do your shopping. So we're trying to bring some of those jobs back to our community, so then people will then spend their money here in our community and help the other businesses that are still in town thrive even more.
One of the things I know you do have, at least in the area, not exactly necessarily in the city of Bowman, but maybe you've got one or two places you want to plug, but you do have at least some places that are real Georgia restaurants left, and like the city-fied food we have here, because one of the last, or actually I think it was the first place we ever met, was Zeb's Barbecue in Danielsville, which is a few pieces over and not quite near Athens either, but it's classic Georgia barbecue, the kind of place you get good stew without English peas in it and white bread on the side of the plate. So any other places like that in Bowman you need to plug and tell us about?
Of course.
The great history up there?
Sure. We've got plenty of good home cooking. We don't have any fast food restaurants in town, which is one thing we're proud of. We do have a lot of local mom and pop. Bowman Drugstore still has their own old fountain drinks and system right there at the countertop they serve. And Vanna Barbecue is just as good as Zeb's that we met over in Danielsville. Vanna Barbecue just right outside of town. They're open and serve great barbecue on the weekends. And can't forget the Behrman House, which played host to Mr. Kirby Smart and Mel Tucker yesterday evening as they were in town visiting one of my neighbors trying to get them to him to spend the next 4 years in Athens.
And that's part of the other real Georgia that you still represent is Friday Night Lights. So that's what I was going to ask you. I'd heard Kirby Smart's not the only one that's been visiting. So so tell us what kind of football recruit you're trying to send off to the world there.
Well, my neighbor, Mr. Mecole Hardman, he's a five-star. I think he was rated 11th on Fans Edge, 11th recruit in the country. So he's been great. He's been a quarterback at Elbert County starter for the last 4 years, and he was the captain of the All-American Army high school game this past week, and he's been having a lot of offers come his way. Nick Saban flew into town last week, and I know he was in Ohio State in Columbus hanging out with the hated Urban Meyer last weekend. But Kirby was in last night, so it's great to see a young kid here in our town doing great and getting the recognition he deserves. And you know, I don't want to say where he should go because you know I do want to say, but you know, more importantly, I want to see him get into a place where he will grow and become a good young man and be a good role model for the kids. But his mayor would also love him to be a dog for the next 4 years, just to go without saying.
Like I say, I like my fall trips to Athens a lot, and if I know we got some good local talent that I could be cheering for, so much the better. And so
yes, that would make it even nicer.
Tell him to listen to Coach Kirby, and otherwise do what he thinks best, so long as he's listening to Coach Kirby, and it's all going to be fine. But anyway, Pete, glad you're in the neighborhood. You were visiting. Part of what you're doing as mayor and over here is you were visiting with Senator Isaacson. We got a quick half minute left, but any news from the senator today and there? Is that top secret stuff on your next economic development announcement?
He was doing well. I was able to talk to him for a moment and his staff, and they're always very helpful, and they did do a great job, and they're kind of helping me work on this library project to make sure we can get all our T's crossed and our I's dotted and see what we can do to make sure we can get this grant finalized and help our community.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate you coming in today. We hope everyone in Bowman is able to stay warm and stay dry, because y'all are probably going to get to see some of the snow that John Richards in the early broadcast said we're not going to have. Our expert meteorology that we bring to you in addition to our political punditry, we can, in fact, see the future weather. So appreciate Stefan, appreciate John, appreciate Natalie Dale from GDOT. Pete, mayor of Bowman, Georgia, coming in. Sully's got a great another hour coming up after this. I believe you're going to have Rick Limpert and all the usual cast of characters. And remember the phrase that pays, sleep bounces. That's all for Georgia Paul Radio this week. Hope you're back with us next Friday when hopefully it'll be warmer and dry. In the meantime, keep listening, 640 WGST.